Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1365. Visible translated text is as follows. 313 night, and are in close touch with many of these trusty turnkeys and trusty attachés of the jail, that while a prisoner at the county prison before his transfer to the city prison, a goodly number of persons were admitted to the cell block to talk with respondent, whose presence there were requested or desired, that among these visitors was one whom this respondent has every reason to believe was working in the interest of the defendant, that this party presented respondent with sandwiches which this respondent did not eat, that the same party also offered to present respondent with whiskey. That respondent was threatened with physical harm while in the county prison to the extent of the possibility of taking his life. That he was denounced as a liar, relative to his testimony in this case, and this respondent is sure without the knowledge or through the neglect of the sheriff or any of his men, but directly attributable to the construction, physically of the county prison, and the inadequate force, allowed the sheriff to oversee and care for it. That respondent is advised and believes that one of the parties friendly to the defendant is already priming himself to swear that respondent made certain admissions while he was in the county prison, which this respondent did not make, and which testimony will be false but will be given, if given, to help the defendant and damage this respondent. 12. That this respondent was imprisoned while in the county prison directly over the cell block in which said defendant is detained and was lodged among the most desperate criminals, one even being under sentence of death, and willing no doubt to swear or do anything necessary to help or prolong his life, that these desperate criminals, with whom this respondent was lodged, had this respondent completely at their mercy and could swear that he admitted things most damaging, and which would be false and untrue and known by them to be false and untrue. 13. That respondent is advised and believes that the sheriff of this county has publicly proclaimed that the defendant looks like the eye like an innocent man, that the sheriff has given said defendant an entire cell block and has isolated him completely except from his friends, that the sheriff has expressed himself as not desiring that prisoner return to the county prison, meaning respondent, that the sheriff appears to feel that the request made by respondent are meant as a reflection upon the sheriff, but same was not so intended to be construed, nor was same so represented to the court at the time of the transfer. Nor was any such allegation made before the court at the time of the passage of the second order transferring respondent back to the city prison. Nor does respondent believe that same was in mind of the court at the time of the passage of either order or influenced the court, but that the inadequate force allowed the sheriff and the construction of the jail rendered this request by respondent necessary, and same was made to this court with no statement of facts, other than it was requested,